And really what we wanted to do is connect the dots between the jobs that are available here, specifically in manufacturing, right in our own backyard, and the students' perception of jobs in manufacturing. Here we are now 2017, and a majority of our younger generation, our middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, still kind of perceive manufacturing as some dirty, gritty, long-hour, labor-intensive, steel mill-type work. And they don't realize what jobs are actually available behind the four walls of our manufacturing plants. So what we did is we went into the Clinton Middle School. Superintendent Olson was awesome. The 9 students we interviewed were awesome. And we asked them questions. What do you want to do when you grow up? What is manufacturing? What's made in the Clinton region? That was a huge eye-opener. As a lot of those students, the segment that we interviewed, didn't really know what's made right here in their own backyard. They said things like corn and dog food. So they had kind of the crust level knowledge of what's available right here in the community. And then we flipped the camera and went into these manufacturing plants. And we interviewed young professionals that have been in the manufacturing industry for maybe less than 10 years and ask them what they think of their job, how they got there. And a lot of them, which is crazy, is even when they were in middle school, their perceptions were very similar to the students that we had. It wasn't until they got out, they entered the workforce, and they got into a plant that they realized how much they enjoyed it. So we're trying to connect those dots earlier rather than waiting until a student's in 11th or 12th grade and then showing them available options. We want them to be ready when they're in middle school.
What about this idea to help recruit businesses, or is it simply for the local education of students?
Simply for the local education of students. I mean, we're trying to solve that whole brain drain thing. I mean, that's a buzzword. But we have so many students that graduate, they leave the community, and they don't come back. Well, why? Or what happens is maybe 10 years, 15 years after leaving the community, they say, I want to be closer to mom and dad. At that point, it's grandma and grandpa. And they come back for those reasons. But we want them just to be aware of the opportunities that exist right here. When I graduated high school, I joined the military, and I traveled all around the country, and I eventually landed here in Clinton, Iowa. But I didn't know what was in my own backyard. And maybe if I would have been a little bit more, I did my due diligence, I went out and did some investigative work, maybe I would have stayed close to my mom and dad. I don't know. But we want to give students that option. And I really think this video connects the dots.